Hello, everyone, on Dharma Master, all men, all women, all students who are here tonight. Is that okay? My Dharma name is Lin Fu. Tonight, I'd like to have this opportunity to share with you my personal achievement as CTTB. I have been here for 2 years. These last 2 years is the most memorable time for me. It has been great and happy. I have joyfully learned Buddhism through our university and practiced cultivation through the Buddha home here. To begin with my writing.
Okay. 各位法师，各位。 在座的善知识阿弥陀佛，我的法名叫莲福，今晚我想趁这个机会跟大家分享我在万佛圣城所学到的东西。我在这边已经两年，我来这里已经两年了，在过去的两年对我来说是非常值得记忆的。 在这边的日子呢是非常好，让我也很开心。我在法大很开心的学了很多的佛法，然后呢在佛殿呢跟大家修一起学习修行。
To begin with my writing, I'd like to talk about my classes at DRBU. I will summarize some of the most important materials that I learned. Then I will share with you how this studying changed and affected my present life.
首先呢，我想先谈谈我在法大所选的课。我也会大略的介绍其中最重要的一些课程，然后呢，我会跟大家继续分享这些课程怎么样来改变跟影响我现在的生活。
Now I'm taking the Lotus Sutra class, the Ethic class, and the Shuramanga Sutra class. They are all important and beneficial to me. It is so wonderful to learn the Buddha's teaching. I feel fortunate to be a student at DRBU. DRBU is giving me wide knowledge of Buddhism. Before I came here, I was just like a blind person. I have been wearing the Buddha robe for long, but I did not understand much about our principle. DRBU is the right place for everyone who wants to study Buddha Dharmas. Each class gives me different Buddhism intellect.
首先我想先谈谈，我现在所拿的课程有《法华经》的课、《道德课》，还有《楞严经》，他们对我来说都是非常重要，而且对我非常有注意。学习佛法、学习佛陀的教义是非常妙的。 我觉得能够在法大当一个学生是非常幸运的一件事。法大提供我很多学习佛法的机会，让我学到很多佛学。在我来之前，我就好像一个瞎子一样。我已经穿佛陀的给我的戒衣已经很长的一段时间，但是呢，我不真正的了解佛陀的教义。 法大是每一个想要学习佛法的人可以学习到佛法的一个很好的地方。每一堂课都给我的很多不同的佛陀智慧。
Now I'd like to talk about the Lotus Sutra class. This class gives me understanding of great vehicles. I have learned parables that Buddha teach human being escape from sufferings. I also learned about faith and understanding. The Buddha used a small vehicle to great vehicle in the story of a rich father man and his poor son. The Lotus Sutra also emphasized that everyone can be liberated. All living beings can become a Buddha. Buddha nature is universal among all people.
首先，我先想介绍我上的《法华经》的课。《法华经》的课呢，让我了解到大乘佛法。我学习到佛陀教化众生怎么样来从痛苦中解脱，他用很多的譬喻来教导我们。我也学到信与解，佛陀也用在这个用一个富人跟他贫穷的儿子的一个故事来比喻小乘跟大乘。法华经他强调每一个人都可以解脱，所有的众生都可以成佛，佛性也是每一个人都拥有的。
About the ethic class, it taught the happiness in the present life, the way to fortunate rebirth, the Dharma, the mind, and the path to liberation. I have learned the law of karma.Karma is the result of our intentional actions. It relates to causes and effects. I also learned that merit and given are the ways to a fortunate rebirth. Merit is the key to good fortune. Giving is another action for fortunate rebirth. We also learned moral discipline, which is the five precepts and theApposata observance. I also learned about meditation, which is the development of loving kindness. Meditation gives us samadhi and wisdom.
道德课教我们在现代生活里面什么是真正的快乐，什么是可以引导让我们有一个很好的转生投胎，还有佛法心跟解脱之道。我也学了因果，我们所做的业呢，都是我们有意识的行为而导生出来的一种因果。我也学到功或者是布施，也是可以帮助我们有一个很好的比较好的转生。功呢，就是一个能够让我们有好运气的一个最主要的一个方式，让我们比较有比较好的运气。布施呢，也会给我们带来一个比较幸运的转生。我们也学道德的戒律，那这个就是五戒或者是戒律的布萨。我也学到打坐呢是一种慈爱的一种演变，打坐呢也可以带给我们禅定跟智慧。
And most of all, my Suramanga Sutra class, this class has opened my mind to a new world full of merit, wisdom, and virtue. I have taken this class for 2 semesters.Like everyone here knows, the Suramanga Sutra is the most important of all the sutras. There are so much to study as well as to understand it. I put on my efforts to study this sutra. The more I spend time for it, the more I feel I do not know much about it.Since the sutra is a huge treasure to study, it means that I will study this sutra all the time, every day, and I will do like this for all of my life.
最重要的是我楞严经的课，这堂课呢，让开展了我一个新世界。这个新世界呢，里面有很多有关功德跟智慧。那我上这堂课已经有2个学期了，也许跟很多人所知道的，《楞严经》是所有经典里面最重要的，里面有很多必须学习跟了解的。我把很多的心力放在研究这一本经典上面，这一部经典上。当我越花时间研究， 我就越发现我实在一点都不懂，因为这部经典是这么大的一个宝藏让我们来学习。那也就是说，我会常常每天来研究这部经典，而且我这一辈子都会继续这样持续下去。
To show Rangama Sutra is so important, therefore Master Hua wants us to read it, to understand it daily. We are learning it here weekly in the Buddha Hall, and we do it all the times throughout the year. Since I know it is so important, so tonight I like to write about the Bodhisattva stages. Chapter 2 of Volume 7 of this Sutra.I like the term Bodhisattva so much, so I think I need to understand the meaning of it. So I like to say the definition of Bodhisattva. The Bodhisattva is an enlightened being who does not enter Nirvana, but choose instead to remain in the world and save living beings.
楞严经是这么的重要，所以宣公上人要我们要读诵了解，每天都要来啊读楞严经，了解楞严经。我们在佛殿每个礼拜都会学习楞严经，而且我们全年度也都是这样子，在一直在进行当中，在学习当中。我知道它是楞严经是这么的重要，所以今天晚上我想要谈谈菩萨的阶位，那也就是在楞严经里面第七卷的第二品。我非常喜欢菩萨的这个名词，所以我想我需要知道它真正的意义是什么。菩萨的定义就是，菩萨是一个开悟的人，他没有入涅槃，但选择住世来度化众生。
According to the Sutra and to the commentary of Master Hua, the people who have no thoughts of emotional desire and love are good people. Because love and desire giving us false thinking.Their emotional love and desire are withheld and cry. The sense organs and sense objects no longer match, so the residual habit do not continue to arise. Residual habits mean a small bit of ignorance, and that these people still harbor it, since ignorance is not much, it does not continue to increase.
根据楞严经跟上人的前世，当人再也没有情感欲望或者是爱欲的状况下的人呢，都是好人。爱跟欲望给我们妄想。菩萨呢，已经没有这种情感上的爱欲，他们的六根六尘已经不复存在。所以他们的积习呢，不会一直在产生出来。那这些积习呢，就是他们的一些无明，就是一般人呢都还会有的。因为菩萨的无明已经很小了，所以他们不会一直在继续的增加。
Since this morning ignorance does not grow, the karmic obstacles are also very few, so it means the complete wisdom. People understand that attachment of mind are not true, they are false. The mind becomes empty. Then the people experience the perfection of wisdom. It's called complete wisdom. Give people true thoughts. The Bodhisattva has 55 stages. Tonight, I'd like to talk about the first 10 phases of the 55 stage of Bodhisattva.
因为他们这些少少的无明已经不会再增加，他们的业也很少，所以呢，他们会有全然的智慧，他们了解心的执着并不是真的，他们是假的，所以他们的心呢已经在空的状态。然后呢，他们在这种状况下呢，他们会有完整的智慧。当人有完整的智慧的时候，他们所想他们的心所想的是真正的思想。那菩萨呢有55个阶位，所以今天呢我想谈谈实性。
Okay, I begin with the first phase of the 10 phase. The first one is the mind that resides in faith. With the mind center on the middle, they center the truth of wonderful perfection. All false thinking is completely eliminated, and the middle way is totally true. This is called the mind.Resides in faith.
实性呢是55个阶位之中的一部分。第一个就是信心住。当心呢是在中间的时候呢，中道的时候呢，他们就得到真正的完整的事实。然后他们呢完全就是住在信心上，所有的妄想就完全没有了，然后他们就停住在这个比较真实的一个中道上，这就是信心住。
In the mind that resides with faith, there is no love, no desire, no greedy. That's why it is called the mind of reside in faith. The last sentence. No one talking here now. Okay.
所以信心住，他们在信心住的时候呢，他们就不会有爱或者欲或者是贪婪，这个就是信心住。
Okay, and then number two, the mind that resides in mindfulness, the true faith in this is understood. The three aspects of skandhas, places, and realms are no longer obstruction. The people cultivate the middle way, then the true faith is clearly understood.
第二个是念心住，当一个人完全了解真正的信仰的时候，在这种五蕴啊，或者是12处18界，就完全之间已经完全没有障碍了。所以，当我们在人们修行中道的时候，真正的信仰是可以完全被理解的。
Number three, the mind that resides in fear. When the perfection is completely true, the essential truth brings about the transformation. They go beyond the harvest to brightness, which is wisdom. The progress toward true purity. The fear takes them to true purity, to which devoid any defilement. This is called the mind of fear.
第三个是精进心，当这个完全纯熟的时候呢，这个真正的真实呢，就会带来一种转化，他们可以超越我们的习气，带给我们道尽光明，这个就是所谓的智慧。他们可以让我们进入到一种真正的清净，然后精进呢就可以让我们到达一种真正的清净，而且没有污染，这个就是精进心。
Number four, the mind that resides in wisdom. When one has progressed until the mind is truly pure, then the mind is totally wisdom. The mind is clear and understood. The stupidity and false thoughts are all gone. All false thinking is completely eliminated. That's why it is called Maya reside in wisdom.
第四，慧心住。当我们当一个人呢进步到这个心完全清净的时候，这个心呢就有了真正的智慧。这个心呢是完全清净，而且能够理解的，所有的愚痴或者是妄想都没有了，所有的妄想完全就被消除，这个就是所谓的慧心住。
Number five, the mind resides in samadhi. When the wisdom and brightness are held steadfast, a profound stillness pervades. You must hone on the light of wisdom. The state of this stillness becomes constant and solid. It's called mind that resides in samadhi.
第五个是定心住。当我们的智慧光明很稳定，而且深深的禅定的时候，就会有智慧跟光明。那如果我们可以掌握到这种智慧的光明，在这个地方，在这个时候，这种极境呢是长极的，而这个就是所谓的定心住。
Number six, the mind that resides in irrevocability. When the mind resides in the samadhi, the light of the samadhi emits brightness. When the essence of the brightness enters deeply within the good people, only advance and never retreat. Their only intent is to progress, and they never turn around or go back. The reason is they irreversible is that they truly understand the real wisdom.
第六是不退心。当人有的定心住，在禅定的光明啊就会产生。在这个光明当中呢，当能够越来越深入。好人，这些人呢就可以更进一步，而且呢更进一步的修行，而也不会退转。他们的唯一的愿望，唯一的愿意做的就是说继续的努力修行，而永远不会退转。之所以不会退转，是因为他们能够真正的了解，因为他们有真正的智慧。
Number seven, the mind that resides in protecting the Dharma. When the progress of mind is secure, they go ever forward. They are firm and at peace. They hone their minds and protect without loss. This is called the mind that protects the Dharma. It means the Buddhas protect you and you protect the Buddha Dharma.
第七，护法心。当我们求得进步的心非常在稳定的当中的时候呢，他们只会向前进，他们是非常的稳定而且祥和的，他们的心是永远能够保持在一个定处，而且让他们不会迷失，这个就是所谓的护法心，也就是说佛陀保护着你，你能够推广佛法。
Number eight, the mind that resides in making transference. To protect the light of enlightenment, people can use this wonderful force. The enlightenment with wisdom and intelligence, people can unite it with the Buddha's compassion. This is called the mind of transference, the mind of faith that dwells in transferring of merit.
第八，回向心。在保护我们觉悟的光芒的时候，人们就知道怎么用这个非常奇妙的力量。这个觉悟的 智慧，用这个觉悟的智慧，人们就可以跟佛陀的慈悲融合在一起，这就是所谓的回向心。
Number nine, the mind that resides in precepts. With this secret interplay of light, they obtain the Buddha's eternal solidity and unsurpassed wonderful purity. This purity is incomparable.
第九戒心住，因为这种光，他们可以借由这种光芒，他们可以拥有佛陀持久的稳定跟无法超越的清净。这种清净呢，是无法被超越，没有办法被能够比较的。
Number ten, the last phase of Bodhisattva, the mind that resides in vows.Abiding the precept, they can roam throughout the ten directions, going anywhere they wish. They can go without any hindrance. This is called the mind reside in vows. Whatever wish or vow, you make it fulfill.
第十愿心住，如果守戒，他们就可以自由的在十方法界里面自由自在，然后呢，他们就可以想去他们任何想去的地方，完全没有任何的障碍。这个就是愿心住，所有你想要或者是所有的愿望都可以被实现。
My conclusion for this speaking tonight, through my studies, I have achieved great value of wisdom and intelligence. Applying the Buddha teaching to my daily life, I have gradually improved my cultivations. After the years, I have been changing to become a better person. Now I want to say thank you.
所以我今天的结论就是，经过在这边的学习，我觉得我对智慧的了解更有进一步的了解，而且也学到了一点智慧。然后如果把佛法呢运用在我的每天生活当中，我可以继续慢慢的来让我在我的修行上更进一步。这些年来，我觉得我已经变得是变成一个比较好的人。阿弥陀佛，
阿弥陀佛。